Hello and welcome to Shield Bash. I am Britt. I will be your GM, whether you like it or not. To my right,
Mark playing Autumus Quinfrig, Esquire, Knife Master Rogue.
Neil playing Jerwin Triot, the Flame Dancer.
Will playing Nath Vendikar.
Jason playing Tam Westcrown. I like it.
Curtis playing Ronin. All praise to the Lady of Graves.
And Peter playing Meta. Absu's better than Phirasma.
No, definitely not older.
You guys gonna, like, throw down or something? No inter-party combat.
I might throw up.
I'm just saying, Phirasma didn't help when the fight was on with Revagook and all that. Apsu was involved in there.
Oh.
Shots fired.
Sick burn.
They all end up in her boneyard.
Cold embrace.
So all she's got to do is sit back and wait. Is that what you're saying?
Sooner or later.
Mm-hmm. Aridin at least did.
There are a few others. I remember reading the legends about the twin gods that died before they were born. And, like, they're sealed. Like, there's a special part of the her realm that is for the dead gods. And, like, they're sealed in there. And occasionally, this, like, some cults will try to break them out. But if they ever get out, it'll destroy the world.
Wow.
Nice.
So who gets to go stay with them?
Other dead gods, I guess.
Like Aridin.
Aridin, yeah.
You should check and see if he's there. Someday Absu will be in there.
Nah, he is forever.
See, that's why I pray to Desna, because, I mean, she gives me guidance, she gives me sweet dreams, she makes me lucky. I mean, she's just pretty.
You just like looking at the statues.
Like I said, she's pretty.
I mean, if it was just about, like, physical worship, it'd be Shaylin.
Yeah, she's pretty hot, too.
She's pretty hot, yeah.
I mean, I'm not into the whole hotsy-falsy thing.
I mean, to be fair, Apsu resides on the Immortal Ambulatory plane.
Is that why you selected him as a god? Because it says ambulatory?
Is that where you walk a lot? That doesn't sound like heaven to me. I mean, like, heaven sounds like people carry you around on a divan or something. But, I mean, no, ambulatory plane?
In Paizo, heaven is, we could help, but we're not gonna. So,
it's like real life. I get it. Yeah.
Are you still a little bitter about that, Jason?
I don't know who wrote Shores of Heaven. But, like, I cannot, like, comprehend the fact, like, this is a realm of good people, supposedly. But nobody wants to do good. Like, they're all just like, no, you go do good. Oh, we could do it a lot easier and a lot less painful for everybody, but
it's your responsibility. And are you a dampier? What the fuck are you doing in heaven?
Dying quickly.
They might be good. Wait, that
I think I played that one. Lazy. Is that the one where you go to court in the lawful realm, or am I thinking of a different one?
No, you're thinking of the one with Haojin, the Haojin trial. This was one where you're dealing with this former Pathfinder who got captured and experimented on, and her body was, like, sewn together with parts of two different demons or devils.
Ooh.
And you free her in a different scenario, but then in this one you've gone to heaven and you're researching a way to save her soul, but then the devils split off and, like, she's dying and you have to go try and get the parts of her soul back.
Oh, no, I don't think I played that one. Okay.
Yeah, and it was a bother.
And then at the very end, you have to convince these lawful good bastards that what you did was the right thing and they should let you leave this place and come back later to research.
Yeah, I remember playing that scenario as well.
How did that go for you guys?
I've played it twice, and the first time I did it, I was playing a Dampier, but I was also the only good aligned, and I was lawful good aligned member of the party, and I basically just ripped into them for 10 minutes, and Pete was GMing, and he basically said they hang their heads in shame and let you go about your business.
That would have been funny, though.
Well, there were key things they had to hit, and they had to roll, and this lawful good guy didn't have any of the negatives that the rest of the party did, but he was a Dampier.
Yeah, that's kind of odd. Gotta say. So what's the weirdest, other than that one, scenarios that you guys have played already?
Some parts of Tome of Righteous Repose can get really bizarre, but that one's difficult to kind of say because it's literally such a random assortment of things. But that one had some really bizarre stuff. I think probably all the stuff with what are the big pillars in the mists?
Oh, the
Gloom Spires.
Yes.
Yeah.
Any of the things with those, like Hrenthar's Throne and stuff like that, where you're going over and, like, bordering the plane of Leng, which is all straight Lovecraftian stuff. Those are probably the weirdest ones.
Those are some of my favorites.
Agreed. I played them twice in standard with replays. I GM'd them all once, and I'm working on playing them in core now.
In fact, my first character death as a GM in Pathfinder Society was during The Hungry Ghost, because somebody got possessed. It happened to be the party fighter. Party fighter got possessed, so I took over the party fighter. It says in the rules, attack the closest PC. That happened to be the rogue.
Oops.
Squeeze.
Crit.
Oh.
Battle axe. Times three. Confirmed.
Wow.
Dead rogue.
That's how I lost my first character, too. Except for as a barbarian at level one. It was a gnome using an oversized weapon. Confirmed crit. Did like 36 damage, and the GM looked at me and was like, are you still alive? This was first steps. So like, you literally had to be first level. And I was just like, no, I'm not fucking alive. Like, I'm a first level rogue. I have 8 hit points.
That was like me. I said, I told him what the damage was. I can't remember. It was a lot. And he goes, I'm down. I'm like, I'm dead. I'm like, you mean you're down? He's like,
No,
I'm dead dead. You just doubled my hit points. And I was like, oh, damn, I am really so sorry.
My first, as a GM, my first character death in society was Weeby Goblins.
No, that's got to be funny. Come on, there's a story there.
It was against those Strig things, mosquito-like dudes. And they just could not get it off of this guy. And it's
blood
like...
Blood Seekers.
I don't know what to say, but you're done.
That's my only character death Pathfinder Society is Weeby Goblins. Jason was GMing.
Were you bit by a Sturge?
We played the Dwarven Door game, and they opened the door with the frog, and I was eaten by a frog.
Yeah, oh, funny, because here you're playing a Gripply, so yeah, that's perfect.
Mm-hmm. My only character death, and I still hate to talk about it because it really pissed me off, but it's known as the incident.
You have your own version of that.
Oh, yeah. It was the one with the Sages. Salvation of the Sages.
Okay.
Yeah.
I played that one.
Yeah. And there's a part of that that is written that no matter what you do, you take a whole bunch of D6 die damage, right? No evasion, no save, no nothing. I'm a 10th level rogue, right? I'm like, well, surely I'll get a save. I'll get an evasion. At least I can...
Yeah, I mean, nope. That's bread and butter for
rogue. Nope. Written in the scenario, no save, no nothing.
Oof.
Also, there's nothing to tell you that if you helped, which is all about Pathfinder stuff, right? Explore, cooperate, report, that you can make it worse. So, you know, we had failures. Lots of failures, apparently. 168 points of burst damage.
Oh, Jesus.
What?
Yeah, 168 points of burst damage. I was hot, especially when I found out there was no evasion, no saving throw. We had one character that survived. It was the barbarian. Okay, he was like a 10th or 11th level barbarian. Had to pull cheese out of his boons, right, to preserve one of the other characters. And then he got to bring us all back, so we didn't have to pay for the body recovery, but we still had to, you know, pay for the raised dead.
Don't play that scenario. Got it.
Yes. Yeah, it totally bones you. And I was going to try to be, you know, give him the benefit of the doubt. So I went and bought the scenario myself afterwards, read it all through. And I'm like, this is BS. And then went on and lit up the whole thing on the forums and the product guide. And I wasn't the only one there. There were several other people that were like, and the author's on there. So, yeah, meet the author. We're going to have words.
I played that with my Dash 1 character, the old school summoner. And he is built for hit points. So we had a very similar scenario. The barbarian dropped. My summoner is the only one left standing. And that's only because he has a feat that allows him to stay upright until he's dead dead. I was 2 points away from dead dead. So I'm like, fuck. I'm looking through my inventory and I found smelling salts that I bought at level 1. Walked over to the cleric and, wake up!
Wow.
I nearly had my first character die in my first Pathfinder Society sit down because...
No. We haven't moved on to nearly dead yet.
Oh, no. I'm pretty sure that it would have been full on dead.
Are you talking about Reaver's Roar?
Yeah.
Oh, baby.
No, not Reaver's Roar.
We killed that fucker in the beginning.
Yes, we did, but Will died first.
Not Reaver's Roar. I think it was Poisoner's something.
I know what you're talking about. That was at FlatCon, right?
Yeah, at FlatCon. Yeah. And one of the things in that scenario can hit like three or four times. We're all level ones. So he hit me once. I went down to like two hit points. And he hit me again and crit me and was 1 point away from just killing me outright.
Oof. You had a decent con on that one at least, huh?
I don't remember.
Right.
It was a fighter, so probably.
Okay.
My only character death was my first...
only?
Yeah.
What?
In society, my only actual character death.
Okay.
Was my first character, a witch, who got crit by a level drain ability. She was level 3, and it dealt 5 negative levels. And I was like...
That's harsh, bro.
Pretty sure I'm dead.
Yeah.
That's horrific.
Well, I mean, when extremely. You put out 250 adventures...
Yeah.
At some point, something's going to be crap.
Yeah.
That's true.
Well, you know what? And there's something to be said for the threat of actual
agreed. Without the death. Threat, what's the point?
Yep. That's true.
I mean...
Which is why I'm running Bonekeep.
granted, I say that, and my witch, who is level 10, has 12 AC.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I think my barbarian may have lower than that now.
You mispronounced that. That's boned.
Did I ever tell you the story about when I ran out at FlatCon, Mark?
I don't think
so. Some of these guys were here. I ran the first part, and it was Saturday night, and I had Pete and Britt and Brent and Kurt. Were you at that?
Probably.
No.
I have never played Bonekeep.
Okay. What?
So it was these three. We had two write-ins I'd never met before. Didn't recognize the names. They came and sat down. I said hi, talked to them, and it was a cool story. It was this. Dad and his older teenage son, like 18 or 19, right? He had played back in college and wanted to get back into it, so he was there trying out DDAL, and he didn't like it. So he basically looked across the hall and was like, what are they playing? Met the organizers.
They were looking like they were having fun, I bet.
Well, you know, I imagine DDAL is fun for the people who play it. You know, that's why they play it, but... He wanted something with a higher magic system, essentially, was his thing.
All right.
So he came over and joined... You know, talked to the organizers and started joining up on Pathfinder stuff. And he looked at the available sheets and saw Bonekeep, levels 3 to 7.
Uh-oh.
How difficult, like, that seems like a good place to jump in,
welcome
right?
Welcome to Pathfinder.
And then when he told that, I was like, okay, let me explain here's to you what you're about to deal with here. I killed the son in the second room.
Yeah, he walks in and goes, will save? Oh, is this a Phrasmal Killer? And Jason just smiles. And the guy failed to save. He goes... Fort save.
And you're dead. Yeah. Spoiler alert. Second room, there are three creatures at the high tier that can cast Phantasmal Killer.
Oof.
Yep. So.
Rough.
Yeah. And that's realistically not even the thing that makes the most dangerous, because you have a good chance of passing one of those two saves.
Mm-hmm.
It's all the other shit they can do that just makes you go, fuck.
I would recommend playing Bonekeep, but it is a bitch.
Get your is it talismans of protected life?
Yep.
Yeah, Brit's very familiar with recovery. Those.
They come in real handy, especially if you're playing a rogue.
Yeah. Because yep. I got you in your fourth room.
Yeah.
Of course, when Brit's the rogue and you send him into a room where evasion should be fine, and he has a high reflex and he just keeps rolling fumble.
Ones? Yeah. doesn't really help.
I'll be blunt. That, the third room there, the one with the double trap, I loved that design. Like, here's a trap on the floor. It's, like, its DC to spot it is 10 lower than the dangerous trap in the room. So you think, oh, it's fine. I'm going to go...
Oops.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's like, straight-up old-school D&D 101 yep. for building...
Multiple traps.
Building dungeons. Traps in series, traps within traps.
Oh, yeah.
Secret room inside the secret room.
Exactly. Yep. One of my favorite ones was you would have a 10-foot pit trap. You know, and they'd find out with their 10-foot pole. Cool. Okay, I'm going to leap across it. Great. Into the next 10-foot pit trap.
The cascading pit traps are always great.
Yeah.
Or the one with the pit trap, then at the bottom is a pressure plate that drops the 10x10x40 stone down into the pit.
Right. Right.
That sounds painful.
Yeah, so not only is the person in the pit trap stuck, but then if you've got some people on the other side, now the hallway's separated into two.
Oopsie.
One-way secret doors were always great for that, too.
Wait. Can we circle back for a minute?
Sure.
Because I didn't get a chance to tell about my first character death.
In Society?
Oh. In Society play.
Was that your first game?
No.
Dodge.
It's a pretty good guess, but Pete, no. I believe it was right here at this very table.
Yeah.
And I believe it was Jason Runnin.
Yeah.
And I believe it was a rogue.
Yeah.
And I believe his name was Gibson.
Yeah.
And I believe a fucking doll killed him.
Oh, yep. I remember that.
I remember that.
It was quite amusing for me as the GM because it has a one time a day ability and it crit on it and you dropped just straight dead and everybody was like running for the trees and trying to like use slings and throw stuff at it because they didn't know it could use it again. They just heard the damage.
They're like, oh, fuck this.
Yeah.
I ran that online and because then it flies up. And none of them had ranged weapons. So they picked up the gnome. The barbarian picked up the gnome and threw it at him.
So Cannonball special.
I was reading this at work, and I spit coffee all over my computer.
Nice.
Good times.
I did that.
I remember the first time, my first time in Winter War, first game, I was playing, it was one of the starter scenarios,
Confirmation, Wounded Wisp.
Confirmation.
Not I Wounded love the Wisp. Confirmation. I always will.
I sat down. First time I had played with Brent, and Brent's fiance at that time, wife now, was her first Pathfinder game ever.
Shout out to Michelle.
Yeah. Whoop, whoop.
Hi, Michelle.
And we're sitting there, and of course, they, you know, fighting the big bad at the end. Mm-hmm. And
it's a Minotaur, right?
Yes. Okay. With a great axe, which uh-huh. is times three crit, uh-huh. which it did. Uh-huh. On Michelle's character.
Oh, no.
Dead right there.
Oh, is that why she doesn't play anymore?
I think so.
Shame on you.
And I didn't do it. I wasn't GMing. I was playing along, you know, and it was her first, and we're like, ooh. And Brent goes, oh, don't worry, honey. We can roll up another one. It's just first level. You know, she goes, well, why am I dead? Well, because he hits you for like 38 points of damage.
With a big, big axe.
Yeah, with a really big axe. He like splits you in half.
Yeah.
Well, but why am I dead?
I got to play Fingwood Keep with her. It was great.
Did anyone check to see if she had the prestige to come back?
Yeah.
First level scenario?
Yeah, maybe.
I have run the confirmation 6 or 7 times.
Uh-huh.
And I am, no joke, no fudge, 100%. When you reach that end, first thing Janira does, disarm with the whip. 100% of the time she gets it.
She does it.
She gets it, and then I have her chuck it into the river.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was at the table when you did that one time.
That's fucking awesome.
You are a benevolent GM.
The first time I ever did it, it was like, she has like no chance of doing this. She needs like an 18 or better. And every time I do it, it's usually 19 or 20. And sometimes she's got to throw it twice because she's got spindly little arms.
But mm-hmm.
Chucks it into the river while the rest of the group is trying to chuck their way over there.
Speaking of the confirmation in that battle.
Regarding confirmation and that battle, Neil and I were at the same table one time.
Was that a LodgeCon?
No, I've never been to LodgeCon yet.
I don't remember where it was, but...
If it's the story I'm thinking of, it was at Farmageddon.
Probably was, yeah.
The dude sitting at the table was sitting there with his kid, and they were both first level, obviously, and they hadn't been played before. And the cleric cast enlarged person on his kid. His kid charges as a barbarian, runs up the first turn, is able to reach on a charge and one shot the Minotaur mm-hmm. with a crit. Did like 70 damage. We're like, what the fuck?
Not the story I was thinking of.
That's no, awesome. Yeah, that's wow. Not the story I was thinking of either, but that's awesome.
Well, I'm sitting at the table, I'm like, what the fuck just happened?
Was I there?
Save for the rest of us.
I think it was Kurt and... John, maybe, up at LodgeCon.
All right. No, the one I was thinking of is when we totally ignored Janira and attacked the Minotaur right at the get-go.
Yeah, at the start. That's the other story I was going to tell
you. And we beat the Minotaur, yeah. And it was phenomenal.
Yeah.
Phenomenal. Yeah.
It's a thing I've always, like, whenever I play, I always kind of bring up to the party. I'm like, so this isn't a thing you're supposed to do, but I've always wanted to. But it's really dangerous. I don't mind losing a character because I have 30 more. But
only but at the same only 30.
So Jason, what do you do in your spare time? Oh, I create new PFS characters.
Well, every time I get a racial boon for GMing, it's like, well, I got a special racial boon now. I kind of want to make a character out of it. What class yep. haven't I played yet?
Exactly.
But the other thing I also got to warn them is if you do that, it actually works against you in your secondary success conditions. So
Oh, does it?
That is true.
Ignoring Janeera is you
penalty.
Yeah, because you have to complete like 3 out of the 5 secondary success conditions, mm-hmm. and one of them is listening to her mm-hmm. when she says to run.
Mm-hmm. I remember running Wounded Wisp at I think it was Farmageddon. That was last year, year before, one or the other. And Neil, he got relieved at the kitchen. He wanted to play something. That was the only thing open, so he came over. Yeah. This guy right here to my right.
Me right here.
And he comes over to play, and I had pretty much all new people there, first-level characters. You know, he was playing, I think, a pre-gen or whatever. And they go to the one part in the house where if you step on the rug, a trap goes off, or if you sit on the couch, a trap goes off. And the other people were, like, being really careful. They were searching everything like they're supposed to. And Neil goes, I just go over and lay down on the couch. And they all looked at him like, what? I said, remember that. I said, and there's a flash of light and some smoke, and boom, there's 3 spiders there in the living room. Ah! You
know? It was one of the times Brent was running Confirmation, and Tiff and I were playing it. And we were at our 3rd or 4th playthrough, and like that, we had a couple new players. So Tiff and I were basically just, like, talking to each other the whole time and, like, letting them take the lead. Because we just told them, like, we know exactly what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were just chatting about stuff outside of the game. And then when our turn came up in initiative, I'd be like, all right, kinetic blast. I do 5 damage. Moving on. Yeah, it was like, that was our only input. Like, we were basically non-entities for them.
Hired guns. So what about that tree?
Well, I was just going to say, thanks for listening to Shield Bash, the podcast where we reminisce about the games we played.
Anyway. Come to Farmageddon and you can be part of these stories.
It'd be fabulous. We'd love to have you.
One day we'll talk about you on our podcast.
Speaking of which, we keep getting contacted by an Alan Cooper Jr., who's a long-range trucker. And Alan, if you're ever in Central Illinois during con season, come on around, man. We'll meet you.
Cool. This is the first I've heard. So do we know anything about Alan other than the long-range trucker?
I haven't asked. I don't generally dive in for personal information like that. But
he listens to our podcast. What more do you need to know?
Yeah. Seems like a good guy.
He must be cool.
He listens to our podcast. He must be a very deranged individual.
He called us hookers once, but...
Nice. Wait. Hookers or dirty pirate hookers?
No, hookers. It was the... I'm trying to remember because this was a while ago. It's like, oh, you guys have just got me hooked, you dirty hookers, you.
I remember you saying.
Mark is our pimp.
I remember that.
Yeah. Well, that's okay. Then. Yeah. Chicks totally dig, you know, middle aged, gray hair, overweight, married men.
Yeah.
He's describing us, Alan. I don't know if you look like that, but he's trying to describe some of the people at the table.
Gonna say, I resemble that remark.
I was going to say, speak for yourself. I'm not that old yet.
I don't have gray hair.
Yeah, and I'm going to live forever. I don't know what the hell you're talking about. So, yeah. Where did we live off?
A tree.
Right before the clearing. We found a giant ash tree, and I had just told the rest of the party about the tree and the clearing.
I don't think it was an ash tree. I think it was a banyan.
Banyan.
Yeah. Doesn't banyan mean ass?
No, ash. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, I thought you said ash. I'm sorry.
Sorry. Yeah, ass tree.
Oh.
It was neither one of those.
Yeah.
Banyan tree. It's a tree with a big knot on its toe. It's
too bad we didn't have a big lumberjack like Paul Bunyan.
Ooh.
I'm a lumberjack. And I'm
you were asking about giants on the table earlier. That could be a thing, I suppose.
It's quite all right.
Guys, it would be inappropriate to cut down the trees in this jungle for no reason other than we want to be assholes.
Right, but a tree that large could probably be fashioned into some kind of canoe or boat.
They tend to be hollow. I don't think we'd really need to fashion it. We could just...
cut it in half.
Yeah, it'd be like a...
If you insist on cutting down a tree, you should do one of the younger ones, because that one is established.
Okay, you can ride one of the younger ones, and we'll ride the big one.
Meta, I'm just going to point out, trees are kind of inherently established. Like, the term putting down roots comes from trees in general. But I'm also going to point out, you've got your sharp fingernails, daggers, heavy glove, fists... sword, bow. Not exactly the useful tools for cutting down trees.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't say anything about cutting it down. I mean, I think we just ought to go see. Maybe there's a hollow in it. Maybe somebody hid treasure in there.
It's a normal tree and we just get a collection of figs to supplement our crab meat.
If you leave figs out in the sun, they turn into dates and they get sweeter.
We should at least go talk to it and see what it has to say.
Oh yeah, I forgot. Your little friend can talk to the trees.
Yes, my plant friend can talk to trees.
Something that's been on this island as long as that big tree has probably knows everything about this place.
I mean, maybe, or it may know everything about the 10 feet around it because it is a tree.
Yeah, was it on was it higher or
a small hill? I believe you said
a small hill, right? What you said?
Small hill.
Mm-hmm. Well, at least it can see a little ways into the jungle.
How?
Because it talks to plants.
I'm gonna let you think about. It talking to plants means it can see.
Well, I mean, I don't know about plants, but we could ask Meta because she seems to be able to talk to them and knows a lot about them. Meta, would that tree be able to know what's going on around it and around the island?
It's possible. We'll have to let Cicero talk to it and see what we can find out, though.
I will rest my case until Cicero tells us what he finds out.
And to be fair, it's just like any other being. There are times where we don't know what's around us and we're standing right in the middle of a trap.
Or hanging from one.
Yes, exactly.
Somebody better knock on wood. Because if we're standing in the middle of a trap, something bad's about to happen.
Are we going to have to sing that for you?
No.
We can.
I've got the MP3 on my phone. I can just play it.
Where's the fun in that?
Not hearing me sing.
It's not the version I was thinking. I was thinking the 60s version. Yeah. I knew Mark would be right there with me.
The way you love me is fattening.
Well, that's a totally
knock,
different song.
Knock, knock on wood, baby.
I was thinking the impression that I get from Mighty Mighty Boss Tones.
Yeah.
You're going to cut that part out.
That's not a bad one either.
When you said Boss Tones, I knew where you were going. Yeah. Anyway.
I knew what he was thinking of.
Did anybody else see what Britt just did?
Yeah, I tried to cap the marker with a big piece of wood.
He picked up the cap, put the cap on, then picked up the height marker, and then tried to put the height marker on top of the marker.
Shut, Neil.
Who's the little girl?
Let's find out.
Next time on Shield Bash.
I'll tell you, I personally am hoping for Dryad.
It's Lucy in the Sky of Diamonds.
Well, that's your character.
Oh.
This is my character. Same fig. I'm going to assume you guys wanted to proceed.
Yes.
Okay.
I will also point out, Tam has been moving through the jungle the whole time with her sword out, chopping down vines and other obstructions, so she continues to keep her sword out.
And I had my bow in hand, of course.
Okay.
But when I see her, I will lower the point so as not to be pointing directly at her.
Okay.
As a reminder, for us spellcasters, it is the same day as our last fight.
Yep. Last four fights.
You see, as you proceed, a soul figure off in the distance, say 50 feet away. And it appears to be a very attractive female. She has green hair.
Oh, green's on the right track.
She kind of looks like this.
Whoa. That's a lot of color.
Wow. I put resistance on myself.
Okay.
Are those coconut shells?
No,
or clam shells.
The fuck is a coconut shell?
They're more like green leather, from the looks of it. Yeah, I do appreciate where your head's at.
I understood
you okay
that.
There?
Are you a god?
I would call it a shell too.
Thank you.
It, yeah.
You know the hard part of the coconut, which you have to cut open so you can get to the meat inside.
Sure.
Sometimes women in the aisles wear them as chest coverings,
Or at least we have. Hollywooded it into that.
Hollywooded it.
Right. Whoever that is.
So, before my companions can shoot or stab at it,
I lowered my bow.
This is obviously a sentient creature. We have not out and out attacked sentient creatures that have not shown previous hostility.
They won't try to eat us or anything.
Meta calls out, "Hello there! How are you? What is your name?"
What language?
Common.
Okay, I'm going to try this, but it's not going to go well. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Hello, I'm Aceania.
I sounded like Mrs. Doubtfire, didn't I? Jesus, Calimony.
Hello there.
Hello. There are worse things you could do than be compared to Mrs. Doubtfire.
That's right. Definitely. That's right. Just go with it. I like it.
I have an entirely different picture of this character in my mind now.
Thanks, Will.
Tam just looks over at Jarwin and just kind of makes a downward motion.
Yeah, okay.
Meta will step to the front of the group.
You tell him not to get excited? Is that what you're telling him?
Down boy.
Tam looks at Jarwin and makes a downward motion with her hand.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I thought. Oh, shoot. Yeah. She says,
oh, it was you, wasn't it?
What was?
It was you and you and you and you and you and you that cleared my island of that blight.
Which blight? There's been several.
Yeah. Was it the violet? Was it the fiendish violet fungus?
I'm not sure.
Cannibals?
Was
somewhere.
It the yellow musk? Was it the
red
cannibals?
Mountain devil?
Was
listen,
it
you son of a bitches,
devil?
The book just says blight.
Was it the Lacedons? Help me out here, Small.
Jarwin, shush. The adults are talking.
Oh, boy.
Thank you, Paizo, for being vague. Off to the north, there was that little group of islands up there that were turning very, very foul.
Oh, yes, we did that a while back. You're welcome.
2 days ago.
I knew it must be you, because I knew the cannibals wouldn't do anything about that. I knew Pezcock wouldn't take care of it either.
You're familiar with that nasty man?
I'm aware of his presence, but he doesn't know me.
Let's keep it that way.
I agree. He's pretty weird.
Meta will move closer.
Go ahead, move Tam like 15 feet behind
you.
I'll
move up too.
I'll follow along.
Yeah, keep Nath at pace.
That's good.
So there.
Ronan's the one that didn't move.
Proceeding and fanning out a bit. Ronan, did you want to move up?
So, my dear, pardon the bluntness of this question. What are you?
Oh, I thought I already told you my name.
No, not name. What are you?
You answered who, not what.
She's gorgeous, that's what she is.
Meta will then gesture towards Ronan. Like, that one is a frog.
Oh, I think you're mistaken. I think he's a Gripply.
Ooh.
And I bow.
And she bows.
Okay, it's a frog.
It's a talking frog.
He's giving her, like, the rock eyebrow, you know.
Are you human?
Not necessarily. I'm what you might call a dryad.
Duh.
Congrats, Jason.
And Tam's hands both shoot into the air.
There are a lot of things in Pathfinder nowadays that live in trees. It could have been something else.
Yep.
So, did you guide us here then?
In a manner of speaking.
Just to say thank you, or did you need something?
Both.
You're welcome.
Yeah, to the first part, and what can I do for you, my dear?
It's more of what I could do for you in repayment for clearing my island of the blight.
Could you level get us five, off this five. Island?
I think that is beyond my capability, but at this point, let me see. Come closer.
Okay.
Yes.
Tim does the same thing to Artemis that she did to Jarwin.
Just kind of Artemis doesn't even notice. He's focused on her. If it was like an anime, he'd have the
googly
eyes, yeah. going on.
The radiant green, flowing hair.
So Meadow walks right up to her then.
Tam will stay 15 feet back as well.
Jarwin will follow Tam.
Okay.
Nath will follow Tam as well.
Okay.
Put me up by Meta. Yes. Allow me to introduce myself, ma'am. I'm Artemis Quinfrig, Esquire, and I'm at your service.
I bet you are, Artemis. Now just calm down a moment. So
she said she needed our help. You usually want us to help everyone and everything.
Oh,
I'm just trying to be helpful. What do you need, dear?
Let me get a good look at all of you. Are you any of you injured?
I'm a little sick.
Yeah, but we're dealing with that. Unless you have a quicker way.
He got hurt by one of those creatures in the pit.
Frogs.
Yeah, yeah. And he had she had some stuff hit her, and she's sick now.
And your name is?
My name is Tam O. Westcrown.
Tam O. Westcrown.
Yes.
Okay, Tam. What seems to ail you?
She's
wait a minute.
Geez.
She'll take
Never mind. I'll just look for myself.
Gonna say, Meta could tell her.
I could tell her.
Oh, I see.
It's such a low DC, I imagine she knows it's Filth Fever.
Yes. Give me one moment.
She waggles fingers and does whatever she does. And
Can Tam interrupt her real quick?
Yeah.
Before, like, as she's starting to cash, she's like, this isn't going to exclude anybody else from getting a reward or anything. Like, I'm not taking it up for everybody, am I? I don't want to be selfish.
No.
Okay, I'd like to not die, please.
Okay.
And she completes her casting and
turns him into turns Tam into a stone statue. Now you won't die.
Now you will live forever.
Nope, but you immediately feel much better.
All right. I take that was like a cure disease. Do I have to worry about this anymore?
Nah. You are done with messing it with it.
Thank you.
Oh, no, thank you.
Tam will look at Meta and just kind of like raise her arms up like, am I... Are better?
Meta will nod. Yeah, you're good. You're clear.
All right. Well, thank you very much. That was very kind. Thank you.
You are most welcome. And please, stay as long as you like. There will be nothing bothering you here.
Okay. So you spoke of rewarding us. What did you have in mind?
Oh, was that not enough? I'm sorry.
That was literally the question I asked before you cast it. Like...
I wanted to make sure that you were all well and whole and hale. And as for further reward, I would inform you of the perils you might face on this island.
Thanks.
That would be very helpful.
Also, if you happen to know the location of a duck-tailed rock...
A woohoo!
Every time.
It's canon.
So, are there other perils we should worry about, besides Pescock?
Pescock's really not a peril.
She kind of does chuckle at that.
You've met him.
He's not too perilous. He's just a little peril.
Well, first, let me inform you of the cannibals to the south.
We took care of those.
Those are done.
They're dead.
Really?
If you're referring to the ones at the lighthouse, yeah, they're all dead. There may be more, I don't know, but...
The ones to the south at the lighthouse, you say you took care of that?
Yes, they're all... bloodiedly dead, and we also got rid of the Lacedons underneath the lighthouse.
And the Festrogs and the
Lacedons.
That mother
cleric,
Thrunfang.
Mother Thrunfang.
Yeah, she was a Lacedon.
Mother Thrunfang.
We burned the bodies, and the Red Devil someone dastardly destroyed.
The Red Mountain Devil, yes.
Yes, that too.
Oh, I'll cross that off my list. see here.
You're welcome.
Veggie Pygmies, take those off too.
Right. That's why I brought you here to begin with.
Those were the original blight that she spoke of. The other blights were just added.
And the demon tentacle creature.
There's this thing that flies around at night. And
the Red Mountain Devil? Tam will open her journal and be like, looks like this.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a thing Meta mentioned.
Yeah, I think you've already encountered that.
Yeah, I think we were probably supposed to come here a few levels ago.
Huh. What's a level?
So what else vexes you, my lady, and how may we help you?
I believe the only thing left is Pescock.
Tam will just lean in real close to Artemis and be like, they don't have genitalia.
It looks like a girl.
They don't have genitalia.
But she's so pretty.
So is a statue. But you can't fuck a statue.
That's not true. In Cheliax, they have statues that you can do that with. I mean, it's kind of weird, but, you know, Chelaxians. Who knows?
Well, that's what happens when you worship an evil god.
What?
You fuck statues?
You can. And it doesn't cost as much either.
That's really weird.
I mean, not that I would know that, or my personal experience. That's what I've heard.
It's not the first I've heard of that, actually.
See? See?
Apparently that was like a thing back in like Rome or Greece or something.
Well, anything's a dildo if you're brave enough.
It's kind of where it was going with that one.
So, Miss Dryad, I can't pronounce your name, but Miss Dryad, what else is there on this island we should worry about?
What was her name again? Like, legit, could you say it again?
Yeah, I can. And maybe more in my voice this time, because that'd be a lot easier. Yeah, maybe.
I just want to be able to come up with a weird nickname for her.
No, oh, sure. Where'd I put that? It's spelled A-Y-C-E-N-I-A. So I'm going to say...
Aycinia.
Aycinia.
Aycin.
I was going to go with arsenic, but...
Arson, yeah.
Yeah.
Arson works. Arsenic. She's a tree.
Arsenic.
Arsenic.
Arsenia. Artemis. It kind of sings, doesn't it?
Oh, that's lovely.
But arson's easier to say. Let's go with arson.
It's a little insensitive. She lives in a tree. Hello.
Isn't that a poison?
No. Arsenic is a poison. Arson is when you criminally burn down a building.
Right, right, right. Oh, I just thought of something. Oh, no, you already said Lacedons. Never mind.
And if there was more than one Shiv Dragon, if there's only one Shiv Dragon, we've got that as well.
So, anything else you can tell us?
I mean, maybe not creature-wise, but locations.
Like Ducktail Rock?
Or if you know any tales of daring, do good, and good luck tales.
Woo!
Or like, did you happen to see, like I think it was last night, right? When those four or five lightning bolts all converged into one place?
Yes. Do you know what that's about?
Have you seen that before? You've been here for a long time, I take it.
That's kind of assuming there. The tree has been here for a long time. She maybe not so much.
All right. All
She's right. maybe right there, and you could just ask her.
Yes. How long have you been on the island, dear?
So many questions at once.
Arson, have you lost your tongue?
She's cutting it out in frustration. She's just like, I hate these people already.
Yeah, so many questions. I already told you about that. And you told me what you did with that. So silly. I'm glad you took care of it, because I don't think I was quite brave enough to go north and take care of it myself.
Well, what are you brave enough for?
Are you coming on to me?
Just a little bit, yeah.
Oh, I'm flattered.
Artemis just looks at Tam and, like, gets this look of, like, no way on his face.
Meta leans back towards Tam.
They don't have genitalia.
Tam just whispers back, but I do.
At this point, Ronan's completely enthralled. He's like, is this where you get the handy?
If you're lucky.
You don't need genitalia for that on their end, but you need to have it. So we're still in business.
Math is just stunned that he's the only one that's not coming on to a tree.
Hey, I'm not either.
She's a dryad.
Yeah, I said what I said.
Ronan didn't come
on, that.
Ronan's just very interested in what's happening now.
No, Nath grew up in the Elvenlands. He's had his fill of tree sex. He's done.
Yeah, exactly.
You just get one splinter and you just learn your lesson. Yeah,
exactly.
Explore all the holes in the forest and then it's just boring.
That's a carpenter's joke.
Make sure you check for squirrels.
Damn. Squirrels, shit, badgers.
Damn.
And we'll just get a squirrel just had,
you got
soda
him good,
come out
brother.
Of his nose.
You got him good. Sorry, Will.
That was perfect.
Wasn't even trying.
So, anyway, Miss Arson, did you have more information for us?
It's Asinia Meta.
Let me think a minute.
Well, we're happy to fill the gaps.
I know you are.
But that was an unintentional pun.
Yes. Was that another boring joke?
The last item you asked me about, I believe that might be what I've heard is called the Tide Stone.
The Ducktailed Rock?
Or the Lightning?
The Lightning. I think that was a result of the Tide Stone.
Is the Tide Stone the thing we found in the Caves of the Mother? Tam, can you show her the drawings that you've done of it?
You know, the creepy writing, the verse.
But hold on, I didn't actually start drawing any of the depictions yet.
Oh, you haven't got there?
No.
Okay, never mind.
I don't know.
It said that the stones have to be anointed with the blood of a sentient creature, and then the tongue of a poisonous snake has to touch it, and then something else happens. Do you have it written down, Tam?
Yes, I got the words down. I just didn't get the rest of it. To command the very tides to rise up and eschew what lies below, empower the four sentinel runes with the blood of a thinking creature tempered by the kiss of a serpent's tongue, anointed the tide stone with waters brought from the sea in a vessel of purest metal,
Invoke the Lord's sacred name to wrap his coils around the sea itself that he might lay bare what lies below and cast down your enemies on the waves above. Blah, 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 blah. Evil, evil, evil.
I think that was an exact quote, too, right?
I would not call that sacred.
The blood doesn't need to be fresh, does it?
You know, I read what I read. I don't know how we'd have a way of answering that.
So, do you know the direction to that Todd Stone thingy, dear?
It's somewhere to the south and east, I believe. I can only sense it through the tree's roots.
Would the tree perhaps know the exact location?
I'm sorry to say no.
Do you feel any other disturbances or evil presences on the island that we should know about?
Let's see. There was this, there was that, there was those, the other. No, I think you guys have pretty well covered the gamut.
But what about the duck-tailed rock?
Woo! Ah, yes, the duck-tailed rock. Woo! I know of what you speak.
And where might it be?
And she starts drawing in the sand.
Tam!
Already on it, don't worry.
And she's drawing, and she's drawing. And what you can discern from her drawing, it would be off to the west of location M on our map.
Oh, that's like right in the middle of the island. Like far to the west or like near west?
The game trail there?
Yeah. So when you say west of M.
Yeah.
Like that's like right in the middle of the island. So you're talking like...
Yeah, pretty much.
It's like close to the west side of that dot, or we're talking like go to M and then just start walking west okay, and see, it'll catch
you see
it there.
There's one
like
group of trees on the map?
No, my map's in black and white.
Okay. So is mine. But, you know, that blotch.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay. It's on the other side of that, pretty much.
Gotcha. So, probably about between not quite 2 miles west of the middle of the island.
If N or M is the middle of the island, yeah, right about.
I mean, it's not exactly, yeah, right. Roughly the middle.
Right. It looks like there's a water feature going through there on my copy.
Well, that would make sense since it's a duck-tailed rock.
Woo!
So, yeah, she tells you that's where it is.
God, we've passed so close to it several times. Thank you.
Of course. It's the very least I can do.
Hey, have you been here for some time, I take it?
Yeah. I don't know exactly how long, but I was here before the cannibals because I remember their arriving.
Are you old enough to remember serpent people or snake people being on the island? Because we found an old temple dedicated to their god, and we didn't know if you had been around long enough to know that or not.
No, I think in relation to that, I'm a bit of a newcomer. I don't recall exactly when or how I got here, but I do know those serpent folk that you speak of predate my arrival.
That's very old, Tam. You were right.
You must be very lonely. If you'd like me to keep you company, just let me know.
I do appreciate the invitation, and I don't know what your plans are now, but please stay. Rest yourselves, if you can, or are able, or any other time. As I said, nothing will harm you here.
I don't see a reason we couldn't rest here before continuing on. Perhaps tomorrow we could go to the Duck-Tailed Rock on our way back to get the others?
I think we really should go get the others. Yeah. I know you don't want to see Pezcock, but the sooner we get off the island, the sooner it's not even a possibility. Yeah.
We do have several weeks once we get the project started, so...
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, Isenia, we've got several other friends that we would like you to meet, and...
Wonderful.
And I don't know if you've met them or not, but we cleared out the cannibals, so we're going to start working on the lighthouse to see if we can eventually one day get off of here.
The lighthouse, yes. I remember when they started building that. It was about 70 years ago.
Oh, fuck.
No, it was way longer than that.
Was it?
Because the cannibals crashed 80 years ago.
Yeah, see? No sense of time, no sense of space.
So, but yeah, we would love to come back by and see you and talk to you. Maybe spend time with you.
Are you bound here? Can you travel around the island?
A bit, but I'm reluctant to do so.
No, fair enough.
Yes, this glade is my home.
It's very pretty.
Thank you.
Have you tended to and kept the trees growing in such the fashion that they are?
Indeed.
That's beautiful. It would be nice to spend more time with a jungle kin.
Indeed. And while we're showering each other with compliments, this on your person is a wonderful flowering lattice.
Oh, his name is Cicero.
Why, hello, Cicero.
What's up, bitch?
His response will be rustling leaves and stuff like that, because all he has is plant speak, other than he can speak to me.
And she just says,
and to you as well.
No, she smacks him. How dare you?
We really should go get the others, don't you think? I mean, we've been gone for a little while.
Yes.
I'm sure they're doing fine.
Just out of curiosity, how many others are we talking about?
Well, it depends on whether or not Pezcock comes with us, which I don't think he will. He'll probably stay in his little crab shack. I mean, if you don't want him to come, we wouldn't tell anybody.
But, no, he's welcome to. I've just heard Jask, stories about him. He's Gellick, kind of annoying sometimes.
Shiru, Sasha, so four, and then possibly Pezcock if he decides he wants to come, but probably just four others.
Wonderful. It would be delightful to have you all.
Have us all to visit?
Indeed. Of course, silly boy. Girl.
Sorry.
She probably doesn't interact with a lot of humanoids. Yeah. It's reasonable she'd get confused.
Good cover. Thanks.
Try to help.
Well, as reluctant as I am to leave this beautiful glade and your beautiful self, we should really go get all mates and let them meet you also.
Wonderful. I await your return, then.
That's just over in the corner playing with the snakes and trying to feed them.
Playing with the snakes again.
Everybody hits on the tree.
Not everybody.
Only most of us.
Hey, technically, half of us. Technically, Meadow was not hitting on the tree.
Artemis was totally hitting on the tree.
Tam was hitting on the tree. The reason why she tried to motion the other two down was because they have better chances than she does.
Didn't want the competition.
Speaking of which, are we all good to go?
Yeah.
Because as we're leaving, like once we get out of earshot, Tam kind of looks around the group because we're not telling the others about her, right? This is just our little secret.
I thought we were going to get our mates and bring them back to
meet
her. I
know that's what we told her, but...
So you lied to her? I mean, not that I'm usually opposed to lying, but she's really nice and pretty.
Yeah, I know. Which is why I don't really want her to meet some of the people that we associate with.
Yeah, some of them are more like Ronin in communication skills.
Maybe not. What's that that little bloke with the bad attitude.
Gellick.
Yeah, he's kind of an ass. So I don't think we'll induce him. But, I mean, Salsa's pretty nice. And
some of the things that Jarwin does with that other one are unnatural. Probably shouldn't be around the Dryad.
Unnatural, please.
I think that's one of the most natural things you can do with somebody else, Meta, but that's just me. And Ishiri's not a bad bloke, right? And then Jake's is pretty nice, right?
So, Artemis, how do you plan on doing this? You guys stay over here, you're assholes. We'll be right back.
Well, I don't know much about Ishiru, and Jask does seem very nice, but... You know.
I mean, he did help heal you that one time.
Yes, like I said.
Ishiru was the one that was associated previously with the Aspis Consortium, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Correct.
He also doesn't talk much.
Yep.
He's pretty tight-lipped.
What we could pretty easily do is get everybody go to the lighthouse, start working on that, and then, like, take a day trip to go visit the Dryad and just take one person with us. Or three people go and talk to the Dryad. I mean, it's not really that difficult to do.
Or, you know, we could also just mention it to them privately, and they may not even want to meet the Dryad. We don't know.
So the next question, and most importantly right now, I think, is are we going to go back to camp, or are we going to go to the Ducktail Rock that you've been looking for?
We need to rest still. It's still the same day, technically, because we didn't rest last night.
I'm still okay as far as that goes. I could... use the plant growth to hold things down, and Apsu's blessing is still upon me. So, I mean, if we want to check out the Ducktailed Rock, we could do that.
I'd much rather go to camp first. I'm very tired. We've been up for a long time, and we've done a lot of shit today.
I think we should go rest at Pezcock's.
Well, you know what they say, never put off for tomorrow what you could do today.
Could I have just a moment here? I didn't want to interrupt everybody, but before we leave the Dryad, I wanted to ask her about a possible captain landing a ship here near 20 years ago. Any recollections?
Hmm.
There would have been a dwarf in his crew.
Yeah, are you talking about the one that became the Blight?
No. This, I believe, would be different.
There have been many landings and leavings over the years. Where on the island do you think they might have made land?
I'm not sure where they would have made land. I just know that specifically there would have been a dwarf and his crew. The captain would have been Captain Quillig.
Quillig?
Do you have the name of the ship? That would more help her. I don't know.
I don't have that information. Just the name of the captain who was in charge.
Captain Quillig and a dwarf.
I'm absolutely interested in the fate of the dwarf. I want to know what happened to him.
I do understand your interest, regardless of what the story is, but I don't recall any Quillicks in particular landing here. So sorry.
Thank you for your assistance.
Indeed. My pleasure. And if you must go, go in peace.
Apsu be with you.
I'm with Tam. I believe we should go back to camp. We need to rest.
All right. I mean, I could use a bit of shut-eye myself. And Pescock's got gin.
Pescock's got whiskey.
Oh, he's got whiskey, too. I thought he just had the gin.
No, he's got gin.
I don't know what the heck it is. I'm not much of a drinker, but I know he's got it.
Well, the whiskey is a dark brown, and the gin is like water-colored clear.
This is the island. Everything here is a dark brown.
That stuff is poisonous. I can purify it for you.
It kind of defeats the purpose, Meta. I mean, it's the poison that makes you feel good.
Well, and peace be with you.
Yeah. Goodbye, my lady.
She waves until you leave.
I tell her thank you.
Elbow, wrist.
Tell her if we pass this way again, we'll stop by and trade recipes.
Trade recipes.
I don't know. It's a thing, right? You humans do it.
That's not a thing.
No, okay.
Also, I get kind of a bad feeling from her. I'm not sure.
Is it a bad feeling or a funny feeling? Because I get a funny feeling like when I climb a rope.
Can I retroactively sense motive?
Sure.
It just has to do with the way she said, it'd be great to have you, and left it at that.
Amongst other things, yes.
My day. Nath has a 15.
15?
On a 3 on the die.
No, yeah. She seems to be quite sincere. She knows that the cannibals here... Oh, wait. Past tense. They don't come and visit her. They think she is in the tree or something above natural. They're afraid of her.
With that 15, can I detect whether she was interested in Tam?
No.
No, she wasn't interested, or no, you can't tell?
Not with a 15, you can't tell.
Okay.
Okay.
I think she was fine, Tam. She seemed truthful.
No, I really don't think so. I think the rest of you should stay away.
You know she wasn't interested in you, right?
No. Just go play with your snakes and shut up.
I think she was the second most beautiful thing I'd ever seen in my life.
Can we get a knowledge religion check on her?
Am I the first?
Or nature? Knowledge nature?
No, mate. But if I did swing that way, you'd be in the top three.
Kurt, what are you trying to figure out?
Just what I would know about a dryad.
Okay, I guess. You're going to make me look something up, aren't you?
No, not necessarily. which one would it be?
Nature,
I believe, with a dryad, yeah.
That's 24.
24. That's a pretty good roll.
Dryads, just something I may have read, I seem to remember, maybe they typically take men. They charm them or whatever they do to keep them there, tending to their needs. They typically look for men.
Yeah. Really?
What?
and is there a downside to this? Because so far it sounds pretty good.
Spending the rest of your life in servitude to a dryad, I suppose, is the downside.
Are you talking like manual labor or sexual favor servitude? There's a big difference.
I don't know so much about the sexual favors, but I'm sure the manual labor is part of it.
They have no genitalia.
Well, I mean, do you know that? I mean, do they or do they not have genitalia?
Yeah, okay.
I mean,
let's make that a question. That's what there's got to. Yeah, do they officially
three
have,
questions? Okay, go ahead.
Do they officially have no genitalia?
Correct.
Okay, so yeah, they don't have any. They don't have any genitalia,
but they can talk.
It's canon now.
This is right in the bestiary. I don't know why you guys don't know that.
Yeah,
that's a thing covered in all monster entries.
Yep.
All right, so yeah, there's no genitalia, and they tend to enslave men, and what else?
So that's two questions? Third
two
one?
Questions. Third question.
Kurt just deciding information is true is apparently counts as a question now.
Yeah, well, I'm asking for confirmation more than anything.
Okay.
Think of it as, can you confirm this?
Is it possible for a dryad to charm a male person?
I think his thing is that their
is that
habit?
What you're asking?
It's what they is that what they would normally prefer? Do they normally prefer to charm and you know men?
You know, like a siren is well known to
right, you know, right, do right. That. Yeah, I honestly don't know.
She seemed very.
We need
charming.
To look that one up, Pete.
Very charming to me.
I think Pete's working on
it. I really don't know. I'm sure there's some legend somewhere that would support that.
Okay, no genitalia,
but
it's happened at least once.
Yeah. Some game, somewhere.
All right. So dryads are benign guardians of trees, and though they can do little in the way of direct violence, they can trap and disable threats to their homes or turn enemies into allies. Some keep one or more charmed humanoids in their territory to fend off or lead away attackers. Incapacitated foes are typically dragged to the edge of the forest by the dryad's allies and left there. But evil or overtly hostile ones are killed once combat is over.
So, okay, sounds like a no.
So they keep humans in general. It doesn't matter what gender.
Humanoids.
So I was wrong.
Yeah.
And as far as the are you bound here, 300 yards from the tree.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would have been my question for number three.
Okay. Well, now you know. She could probably get a bit away from that banyan tree, but not very far.
I mean, she is very attractive, but the whole manual labor thing, it doesn't really work for me. That's why I'm in the business I'm in. Plus, I mean, I've only been here 3 or 4 days. Really don't look forward to spending the rest of my life on this island. Don't know about the rest of you.
I would like to go home.
Home is kind of wherever I hang my hat, but I would like to go somewhere besides here. I agree with you, Meta.
I imagine we're having this conversation as we walk.
As we're walking to the shack of the crab.
Keep walking.
To the crab shack.
Ho.
Oh, woohoo.
Wait.
Not
wait
the rock,
a minute.
Not the ducktail rock.
You guys are trying to pull a fast one on me.
So we tromp, tromp, tra-la, tra-la through the jungle. And towards the beach where the crab sits. Do we see anything?
See what happens here.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so you make it back to the crab shack on the shore. And all your friends are there.
Really? How'd they get here from Taldor?
Wow.
Did you guys bring a boat?
Were you magic tier two?
Yes. It's Nat's birthday. This whole thing has been one big surprise party.
One hell of a scavenger hunt.
Dad, it's so good to see you.
How come the first item on the list is snake milk? That's cheating.
Nat's dad's still pissed off.
And 10 through 15 are unholy abominations.
He was never
mad. Hey, everybody. We killed all the cannibals.
So there's Jask. And there's a Bezcock. And there's, what's that little irritating?
Gellick.
Thank you, Gellick. Yeah.
I flip him the bird.
And
you threw Bezcock at him?
I was about to say that.
I would
why
do that
are you
too,
throwing Bezcock at Gellick?
It's even more impressive given that I'm a 2-foot-tall frog.
That's what I was going to say.
He's a judo frog.
It's all about leverage.
Bezcock helps. He's actually just doing somersaults.
Looks like a Steven Seagal demonstration.
Come here, Sasha, let us go off into the woods.
It's like a new vaudeville act. The bird and the frog. Flying, the bird and the flying frog.
I think they did that at some point. No, it was a bird and a... Never mind. I think it was a frog and a pig.
What the fuck?
Hello, everybody. Are you okay? Are you all still alive?
Yes. So good to see you again. It's been so long.
He looks at Gaelic. He's like, are you still here?
You made it back?
You mean Pescock? Yeah, he's still here. It's his house.
Tam wants to pull Jask and Pezcock to the side.
Okay.
Whenever she asks a question, she wants to make sure she gets an answer from both of them, because I want to hear you do both accents back to back.
Let me clear my throat for that. Yeah. What do you want to do?
Well, she's just going to describe the situation. Well, we found the lighthouse in the south. We've cleared it out.
Oh, that's wonderful, man.
Woman. We've cleared the...
It's an expression.
Cleared the cannibals, and there were some undead abominations underneath it as well. We've done pretty much everything that we know to do to make it safe, but there is some work to do on the lighthouse itself that, if we're going to make it operational, and we'd like you guys to relocate. Pescock, this offer is open for you as well. and try to work on that while we continue to explore and secure the island. So what do you two gentlemen think about that?
So let me get this straight. You want us to go down to the lighthouse? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
And bring you a still.
Oh, also, we Pezconk, you'll be interested to know we killed the Red Mountain Devil, so it's gone.
Wow. You don't say.
No, I did say.
You don't say.
Jask, what do you think?
This lighthouse you speak of, could this be the way off of this island?
Certainly better than a crab shack in the middle. The big reflective panel is still there in the lighthouse. It just needs to be set up.
Ooh, most intriguing. I like our prospects for getting off of this silly island more and more.
You're welcome.
Pezcon says,
I told you once, this is my home here. I am quite happy here.
I know. I just didn't want you to feel excluded. I wanted to make sure the offer was there for you.
I do appreciate your No, that's not the right word. What am I looking for?
I believe the word is yes. And you'll bring us still.
No, that's not it. I do appreciate you taking me into account in this situation. But
consideration.
Consideration, that's a word. No, but this is my home, and I plan to stay here for a long time. But all thank right. you anyway.
Can we still take you still?
No. I kind of need the still.
Artemis walks towards where they're at when he hears him say he wants to stay, and like, Pezcon, mate.
Hello again.
How are you?
I'm good.
We're glad you're good.
And do you?
Oh, pretty good. I mean, we got a little splatter, but, you know, Jarwin took care of it all, so it was pretty nice. But I couldn't help overhearing. I mean, I know this is your home and you've lived here a long time.
That's all right.
But you do understand that once we get the lighthouse functional, we are going to be able to signal a ship, and they will take us back to civilization. Surely, you don't want to stay here alone again for the rest of your life. I mean, you're a young bird. You've got a lot to do.
Artemis, he has made his decision.
In fact, we've brought this exact thing up, and he's very specifically said he would rather stay.
That's all right. This is my home, and quit calling me a Shirley.
Well, I didn't mean you were Shirley.
Tam
I mean,
falls over dead.
I mean, Pezcock. I don't know.
Every time somebody says that joke, an airplane crashes.
When we do signal a ship, I'll make sure I come back and at least ask if you want to go with us before we leave.
I do believe his intentions have been made clear.
That's very kind.
Well, Meta, that's not very nice of you.
But I don't foresee my answer changing anytime soon.
You'd rather leave him here alone.
I'm just trying not to force him against his will to do something he doesn't want to do.
Did you know there was a dryad on the island?
A dryad?
A tree lady?
Oh, yeah, I heard
she's,
those.
She's very, Artemis. Very beautiful.
Is she now?
I think you does might she, at least want she, to see that. Does she and have it would a give red you hair? Somebody to talk to.
Does she have a red hair?
I think it's more green.
Kind of a greenish red. You know, it kind of changes by the light.
Meta can't tell the difference. Damn. So it
depends
could be
on the season.
What?
But, I mean, at least that would be somebody that you could talk to.
Yeah, that's all right. I do like the peoples, but, you know, I'm quite self-sufficient here, and I enjoy myself.
Well, if you ever do decide to meet her, she's east of here.
East, you say?
Yep, just like due east.
Uh-huh. Wait a minute.
Artemis looks at Tam and just shakes his head.
I don't know if I've ever heard of a red-headed dryad, but I don't think that's a good thing.
Straight east. Like Tam said.
Interesting. About then, Sasha starts walking up.
What?
Done already?
I guess so.
He has been gone for a while.
They don't call him their 5-second shooter for nothing.
She is just noticed that you all are here. She was down on the beach.
Well, when I got boys. Here, I said I would go look for her. And
no,
I
no,
in
you
the
didn't.
Yeah, yes, I did. Did I not?
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
The GM said you didn't, so you didn't.
Fuck you.
You looked for her, but you did not find her.
I'm not doing a voice for Sasha, because that was just atrocious for this dryad.
You're good.
She says, oh my God, I'm so glad you're back. Last night was terrible.
What happened last night?
But you know, how out in the surf every night there's those things that float around and back and forth and disappear. Ghost. And
Yeah,
the ghosts. One of them came ashore last night, and it was talking.
What did it say?
Awesome.
Find out next time on Shield Bash. Thank you for listening.
Goodbye, everybody.
Woo!
Shield Bash is made in association with Knights of the Octagon and Farmageddon Gaming Convention. Find us online at shieldbash.net, on Facebook at Shield Bash, on Twitter at Bash Shield, and on YouTube at Shield Bash. Music by Lee Rosevier. Serpent Skull and Pathfinder are the property of Paizo Publishing Incorporated. Leave a comment on iTunes for a chance to hear us read it out on the podcast. Questions and comments can be sent to shieldbashpodcast@gmail.com.